For Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Gene Engany reading Sodbuster by Gary McCarthy. Chapter 1. Zachariah Bennett awoke with such a sense of emptiness that he squeezed his eyes tightly together and tried to force himself back to sleep. But after a few minutes he gave up and stared into the pre-dawn darkness, knowing that he would make a fool of himself tomorrow when he stood up to make a graduation speech, a speech he could not even think of how to begin. And even if, by some miracle, he survived that experience, Zach knew his fate was sealed. After all the years of schooling, of dreaming, he would then become a full-time sodbuster, probably forever. Zach could hear old Red Rooster crowing high above their sod house. It was a miracle that the coyotes had not eaten it, along with all their other chickens. But Red Rooster was especially wary and could fly like a crow. Still, it would have been long gone if Zach had not set a tall pole in their grass-covered roof. Since there were no trees for miles around, the pole was the rooster's salvation, even though in winter, when the wind blew hard across Wyoming, it bent like a bow, and the bird would have fits trying to cling to its ice-crusted arms. Zach's mother always took pity on the rooster and brought it inside to thaw out during the worst of the storms. Rescuing that rooster always started a quarrel between Ma and Pa. Adolph Bennett wanted to eat the rooster, not save it. But since the rooster cost them no feed, living off bugs and whatever it would find, Adolph allowed it to exist. Besides, even Pa had to admit that Red Rooster was too scrawny to be worth the plucking. Saving that rooster was the only thing Zach's mother had ever stood up and fought for, and that was why, whenever Zach awoke to hear coyotes on their roof circling the perched Red Rooster and chewing at the slender wooden pole, he would race out and chase the coyotes away. But one of these days, Zach thought, I will just let the coyotes chew through the wood and bring that rooster down. To escape a pack of hungry coyotes, the rooster would have to fly all the way to Cheyenne. That was 15 miles, and Zach didn't think the rooster was bird enough to do it. Carrie reached out and touched his shoulder. She was 17, and whenever she touched him in the dark, Zach recoiled with embarrassment. Carrie was a woman, and he was mighty close to being a man.
"You awake, Zach?"
"Yeah."
"You thought up a speech yet?"
"No."
The speech was a sore point between them. Last year, Carrie also had won top honors, and she had given a dandy. Zach knew there was no chance that he could equal her speech, but everyone was expecting him to. Carrie was a better talker, and she was a whole lot smarter, just like Ma was smarter than Pa in learning and putting thoughts into fine words, unless you were talking about those from the Bible. When it came to the Bible, Pa could outquote anyone except a preacher. That was all the more amazing since he could not read or write, but he had been read to so much as a child that the knowledge of the Scriptures was an indelible part of his mind. Carrie's straw mattress crunched as she rolled over on her elbow and stared at her younger brother.
"Well, you better. Miss Newby isn't going to be happy if you go tongue-tied in front of everyone. You'll never live down that shame, Zach. Well, if you'd shut up, maybe I could think of something right now." "No, you won't. I think you had better let me find the time to write something up for you today."
"Uh-uh," he said.
"I got to do it myself." "Well, then, you but—"
"You children, hush and get up now,"
Adolph growled. Their soddy was 20 feet deep into the hill and 33 feet wide. It was one room, but at night Ma hung a sheet of thin muslin between herself and Pa and the children. So now Zach could see the glimmering outline of his father as Adolph stood and scratched his lean frame and then fumbled for his dirt-encrusted overalls. Adolph.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?